This is the Screaming Pods Network on ScreamingPods.com.
And now, on with the program.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Pod Project. This is one of our patented trademarked mini episodes, and today we are here to talk about High School USA.
God, you just love to talk about our patents on this thing.
I like to brag.
Such a braggart, yeah.
I don't have much in my life, but I have a patent and trademark on this show.
Is that something?
It's something. It's the only thing I can put my name to in this world. It's the only legacy I'm going to leave behind in this world.
When you die in an overheated apartment, which I believe is what was told on a previous podcast we did.
Yep, when I died in an overheated apartment eating some hearty meals, and my only lasting legacy would be like 60 failed podcasts.
And a patent about one of them.
And a patent and trademark on one, yes. I'm not bothering to trademark the others. And several failed websites on top of that.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting to go back through those too sometime.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Nobody wants to. If you ever have a time machine, if time machines ever get invented, never waste your time in going back and listening to those.
Go back to the WaybackMachine.org and then go to stuff like The Break Room or Media Sharks or something. You'll have a grand old time.
Hopefully all those links are broken. This is something that never needs to appear in the Library of Congress.
That is true.
Today we're here to talk about High School USA, our last pilot, and we're here to talk about our next episode. Any dreams you've had about High School USA? Dreams about going back to school or suffering through this show ever again?
Man, this went in and out of my mind so fast, and I'm pretty happy about that because it was pretty terrible. It's got to be one of the worst things we saw. Maybe this next week we'll have something to say about it, but this is definitely a pretty terrible show.
Yeah, for sure. I can only reflect on how bad it is. Nothing really good to speak of to it, and I hope that I hope it leaves my brain quickly. I hope I'll remember. I hope I totally forget that we ever did this show.
The only thing that I might want to remember is Burt Ward's terrible French accent, but outside of that, there's really nothing worth remembering.
Even that, though, it's only memorable because Burt Ward was actually in something other than Batman 1966.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not memorable for this performance. It's just funny that he happens to be doing that in something for no particular reason.
Yeah, and he was reduced to that minor role.
Very minor, so minor.
I feel so bad for Burt Ward.
Yes.
I don't feel bad that his legacy is mostly Batman. I mean, that's a great legacy to have, or playing Robin in Batman, but, you know, I do feel bad about his only other contribution to entertainment was High School USA, playing a very stereotypical, terrible French float builder?
And being a giant fat man on tour. He also has that.
Well, we shan't be making fun of his body issues.
That is true. I'm not saying I can say anything about it, but I'm just saying he also ended up that way.
I'm saying we can't all be your fabulous rip self.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
You're always blasting lats, flexing your guns.
He was about to go do, 1,000 squats at the gym over there.
Yeah, but I'm in shape. I need to get in shape. You're all just naturally in shape.
Right, exactly.
You're like Captain Marvel. Already in shape. You just transform. You say the magic word, Dustin.
I do like that segue, though. That is a podcast professional who's done many failed podcasts that knows how to like that.
That is a tease, because Shazam is our next pilot episode, and no, it's not the Zachary Levi movie that's coming out here next week.
Amazingly enough, that's not a failed pilot.
It's not. It's not the 1941 serial. There was actually a show in 1974 that was a Saturday morning kids show, I guess, a live-action show. It wasn't a cartoon. It was all about Captain Marvel. And now, this day and time, Captain Marvel is known as Shazam because of the uprising of Marvel Comics with the MCU. So recently, DC decided to rename Captain Marvel, I think during the New 52, which was a universe reboot. I think they decided to go ahead and name him Shazam.
It's probably a good idea.
Than Captain Marvel. Yeah. Captain Marvel was the original character's name from back in the 40s when he was with Fawcett Comics. And then DC bought them, took over Captain Marvel, relaunched him in sometime in the 70s as Captain Marvel, and then he's become Shazam now. So the show was called Shazam.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he even Captain Marvel in the show? I don't remember.
Yeah, he's Captain Marvel.
He is, okay.
But it's funny because they don't, in the show, in the comics, he gets his powers from the Wizard Shazam.
Right.
Based on the Elders, which are Solomon, Hercules, I don't know, Ajax, and a couple others. But the Elders never, they're just like statues in Shazam's Wizard Hall. In this one, it's a complete reverse. There's no mention of Shazam the Wizard.
Right.
It's just he gets all his powers from the Elders, who apparently just stand in one place for eternity and talk to young Billy Batson. So
yeah, I was going to say, they don't move much.
Yeah, no, they do not.
They're mouths, basically. It's kind of like that old Conan O'Brien skit where he just like put his mouth into pictures. It's kind of what happens in this.
Yes, pretty much. That's actually might be better special effects than what is actually in this show.
That is true.
And in this show, Billy Batson travels around with a creepy old man in an RV cross country to solve crimes with teenagers, basically.
Yeah.
The criminal, and learn lessons every week.
Criminal teenage angst or criminal teenage hood rat stuff. And
that's right.
For some reason, that's the only type of thing they solve. I don't know. It's an odd fatuation with the old man that drives a Winnebago, but
it really is.
Stranger danger aplenty.
Yes. We can all hopefully learn a good lesson next week with Shazam. Now, there's no trailer or commercial for this show, so I thought we would just go ahead and play the intro. That'll give you some indication of what the show, the level of quality that the show's trying to pull off.
Chosen from among all others by the immortal elders Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, Mercury, Billy Batson and his mentor travel the highways and byways of the land on a never-ending mission to right wrongs, to develop understanding, and to seek justice for all. In time of dire need, young Billy has been granted the power by the immortals to summon awesome forces at the utterance of a single word. Shazam! Transforms him in a flash into the mightiest of mortal beings, Captain Marvel.
So there you go. There's a little bit of look at Shazam. One question, though. So we're going to be hot on the heels of the Shazam movie with Zachary Levi. Are you looking forward to it?
Well, you know, originally I wasn't because DC's done such a bad job with almost everything. But Aquaman actually gave me some hope. I don't know if you've seen that yet, but...
Still haven't.
I actually think that that movie along... Well, really, that movie coming out and looking like it was also going to be something that was going to be hot garbage based on the early trailers, in my opinion. And then watching it and being pleasantly surprised... I actually have some decent hopes for this, and if they do it right and make it fun and don't take it too seriously, like DC tries or tends to do a lot, then I think it could be good.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was going to be terrible when I first saw the trailer, but man, it's, you know, it's been getting like up the upper 90s on Rotten Tomatoes. Not that we should take, you know, Rotten Tomatoes as the final arbiter of what we see, but
they're a good early indicator, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's getting really high ratings, and it looks like it's going to be a little more lighthearted, which, yeah, like you said, DC's been want to take things a little too seriously, thanks to Zack Snyder. So, on that note, Zack Snyder last week came out with basically calling everybody a fucking idiot and saying, everybody complaining about him, his Batman killing people left and right, as well as his Superman killing people left and right. What do you think about... Zack Snyder's take, his hot take?
I would say for Superman, it's going to happen on occasion, I guess. I going back through the comic history, I know that's not something he tries to do, but there's definitely been some death and destruction in all of the destruction that Superman versus his other crypto foes have done over the years.
Right.
Batman, you know, historically has been a torturer, so you can take whatever you want to say about that, but... He's definitely not a killer, and he is a human who can actually control himself a little bit easier than, you know, say a Superman. And personally, I don't like a Batman character that kills a bunch of people. I understand. I love the 89 Batman, and it's kind of weird to say that and have machine guns on the front of a Batmobile. Yeah. But in fairness, he didn't shoot anybody down with those machine guns.
Right. He shot down doors.
Yeah. He did try to kill the Joker in that movie, but didn't. So, you know, there's a little give and take there in that movie. But overall... I prefer him not to be a killer.
So I'm okay with a Batman that's like driven to almost murder. and I would almost understand him killing one person, but the wanton destruction, I think, is my problem.
Yes.
Like, the outright murdering people with machine guns on the Batmobile is what I have a problem with. So I think, to me, the way I envision Batman is he tries not to kill people, but if criminals are caught in explosions or whatever, something of their own accord, he's okay with it. He's not going to outright break somebody's neck.
Right.
You know, that's kind of his ethos.
Which, I guess,
you
know, in fairness to Superman, he's not trying to kill people in those fights, but...
Right.
You know.
And the amount of wanton destruction that occurs in... This is kind of a superhero movie problem overall, and superhero show problem, is that the amount of wanton destruction that occurs from superheroics fighting supervillains, I mean, people would be dying left and right. Nobody would be insured in those towns, and nobody would be living in those cities anymore.
Well, like I've brought up a couple times to you, I think... Say what you will about the CW shows, I think that Supergirl did a really good take this year, where they basically have like an alt-right type guy and who just hates all aliens and superheroes, but they take an episode to go into his background and show he used to be a supporter of them until they came in and, you know, were able to do his job better than him because of their alien powers, and then Supergirl and Martian Manhunter are fighting these people. They literally destroy his house and tell him just basically to get the hell out of the way, and there's no compensation there. And, you know, like, that's an angle of these stories that's never, like, talked about. When your stuff all gets blown up in the sake of saving the world, well, yeah, you want the world saved, but, you know, where are you at that point?
Well, I guess that's what Snyder tried to do with Batman, with Batman and Superman, where, you know, Bruce Wayne was caught in the aftermath of the battle between Zod and Superman, right?
Yeah.
So I get the anger around that.
That's true. I mean, he did kind of try to do that, I guess, in that movie. That's true.
Yeah, and I understand. See, and I understood Superman killing Zod, right? Because Zod wasn't going to stop. I understood that part. It's mostly Batman that I have a problem with.
Yeah.
The outright killing of people.
And I understand Batman, and really, to an extent, Lex Luthor's take of... okay, Superman's fine right now, but there's this super being that can kill anybody at any time if he wanted to. We got to find some way to control the guy. I almost kind of understand that.
And there's also the thing that, you know, don't we want, you know, something to aspire to? That's why we have heroic stories. Is, you know, shouldn't superhero stories try to be above that and try to have something to aspire to? Alternative ways. I mean, yeah, there's always going to be violence, but shouldn't we have something to aspire to?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Rather than just outright murder.
Yes, absolutely. I would agree with that.
Like, other ways to solve problems than murder, basically.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I do sometimes think in the superhero stories, the human element is lost, and it's kind of cool to explore that on, and you know, one way or another. But yeah, I mean, just the outright like, if Batman is focused on feeling like he needs to take Superman out for the betterment of humanity, I kind of understand that storyline. It's like you said, that just... destruction and just killing everybody left and right stuff that I'm definitely not on board with.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's with, was it in Batman 2 where he straps dynamite to somebody in Tim Burton's version?
Yeah, that's true. He did do that. Knocked him over.
Yeah, so, you know, I saw, of course, Batman 1 is still my favorite, but I it's not to say I haven't had problems with characterizations of him in the past.
True. Although, in fairness, in the beginning of that, when he's fighting the circus gang, he's like throwing out these pods, like beanbag pods, and knocking people over left and right from the Batmobile. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you're driven to extremes, and I understand it, it's just the when you're... You know, the other thing was, if I remember right, in Superman versus Batman, it was the parademons. People have been transformed into parademons, right?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
And so he's just killing people left and right that have been transformed. It's nothing of their own fault. It's just, maybe I'm thinking of one of the animated movies, but I think it was Batman versus Superman. I don't know, I tried to forget that movie.
It's been a while since I've seen it. I claimed I was going to watch the director's cut, but never did.
I'm pretty sure there's something around where they regular humans were transformed, and he's taken them out. And it's like, these people are doing nothing of their own accord. They're possessed. You should be doing everything you can to neutralize them.
Well, that movie was so convoluted anyway, with bringing in...
Yeah.
You know, Wonder Woman and all that stuff. Too many storylines, all in one movie. Yeah,
agreed.
But anyway, that's our review of our discussion about Shazam, the TV show from the 70s.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to the movie as well. We'll be seeing it next week when it comes out with one of our previous guests on the show, Kit.
Yeah,
it's his birthday, so we'll be going to see that with him. I'm looking forward to it, though. I hope it's. I'm looking forward to DC being good.
Yes,
I hope that's. I still haven't seen Aquaman. But I'm hoping that Shazam's good, so maybe I'll see it before.
Aquaman, in fairness, did a little bit more lighthearted stuff, which was nice to see.
Right.
So they're getting on the right track. And yeah, personally, I know it's a nerdy argument if you like Marvel or DC better, but I tend to like DC characters better, so I would like them to do better.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I grew up reading both Marvel and DC, probably equally.
Yeah.
I think I ventured more towards DC just in general. Just because, you know, Super Friends and Batman 1966, I just tend to sway that more over time.
Right.
But yeah, I want DC to be good. And I think it was even Kevin Feige, the head of MCU, who said that, you know, if DC is good, it makes us better. We make each other better when we're both good.
Yeah.
So that was nice to hear. So I agree with him. I think if DC is good, that makes it better for everyone because it drives them to create better products.
And it's not like Marvel's gotten bad for sure.
No.
But, I mean, I would say the last couple movies are more, I don't know, kind of flat. Like Captain Marvel it wasn't good or bad to me. Like it was fine.
Yeah.
You know, and even the last Avengers movie, I liked it fine, but I wasn't like super hyped about it. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, too, and the characters. I don't know. But obviously, Black Panther and a couple other recent ones have been really good, so it's not like they're not still in a good role. But
yeah,
I don't know. They're not quite... I don't think the gap is quite as big as it used to be.
Yeah, I think Marvel needs to mix it up a little more. I think they did a good job with Thor Ragnarok and with Guardians of having a different tone. But I think all their other movies are all visually the same.
Yes.
Almost to a T. And where I think the TV universe is a little bit different. I think they need to do something in the films to shake it up and do something visually different, style wise, something like that to keep driving forward. But
I would agree.
You know, maybe their main team movies can be the same, but out the side movies should be different. So like Winter Soldier had a very different tone.
Yeah.
To me,
oh yeah.
Which
absolutely.
Was good. So anyways, yeah, that's all about Shazam.
Yeah, exactly.
all right. Well, we'll leave it there and we'll catch you guys next week for 1974's Shazam.
The Pilot Project is produced by Mark Hudson and Dustin Taylor. We have new episodes every Friday. Email us at pilotprojectpod@gmail.com or find us on social channels as @pilotprojectpod. Links to subscribe to this show for free and links to the TV shows we watch can be found in this episode's show notes or on our website at pilotprojectpod.com.
Thank you for tuning into The Pilot Project.
I'm loving this show.
We hope you enjoyed the show. See you next episode.